We made USAA insurance to help you save. Take advantage of discounts when you cover your home and your ride. Discover how we're helping members save at usaa.com/bundle. USAA. Restrictions apply.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Can Manchester United get off to a winning start in this Premier League season? Onside, Danny Welbeck. Welbeck, open goal, 1-0. It's Pascal Gross, who seems to always score against Manchester United. Pascal Gross scores, and the first goal of the Erik ten Hag regime goes to Brighton. Once again, it's Pascal Gross. He's got three Brighton players to his right. One of them's Lallana. Lallana, March, goes towards the near post, and the rebound is in. It's 2-0. Unbelievable. What an opening 38 minutes at Old Trafford. Fernandez takes the corner. A real scramble there. Back in it, a real scramble. Sanchez feels he was fouled. Manchester United have got a quarter of the game to get something out of this match. A lingering look and the watch, and that is it. Opening day defeat. Manchester United 1, Brighton 2.
Glory, glory, Manchester United. Hello, guys. Welcome to another episode of this podcast. And in this episode, we'll be analyzing our last game with Brighton. How do you anticipate the game? Honestly, I thought we could have an easy win considering our opponents. I was not thinking they would give us a tough time, but you know, it's Premier League as usual. And the game didn't go as I anticipated. So we lost game 2-1 in Old Trafford. Our first game of this season. Honestly, looking at the lineup, I never expected much out of the game because I was like, how would Eriksen play our first nine? It's not that forceful, I don't even understand. I'm just stunned to see that kind of lineup, even our first game. It's like he's testing his theories on the team. I don't understand, like, experimenting. It's a very disappointing loss for us, considering the fact Brighton had their two goals in our first half. Like, they broke us down the whole first half. It was until the second half until we had our goal, which was an own goal at the end of the day. But at least the forcefulness brought about the goal. So let's go to the statistics of the game to know how the game went. We had 63% ball possession, they had 37%. We had 17 total shots, they had 15. We both had two big chances. We had two big chances missed, they had none. We scored theirs. Rashford and his useless miss in the game. We had 445 accurate passes, they had 226 accurate passes. We had 7 fouls committed, they had 12. We had 3 offsides, they had none. We had 6 corners, they had 2. To the shots, we had 17 total shots, they had 15. We had 5 shots off target, they had 6. We had 5 shots on target, and they had 4. We had 7 block shots, they had 5. No shot hit the woodwork. We had 13 shots inside the box, they had 10. We had 4 shots outside the box, they had 5. We had 537 total passes, they had 320. We had 445 accurate passes, they had 226. We had 198 passes in our own half, they had 75. We had 247 passes in the half, they had 151 in ours. We had 29 accurate long balls, they had 18. We had 7 crosses and they had 6. We had 21 throws and they had 22. Honestly, looking at our accurate passes compared to our total passes, we can still say there's no much improvement, no much precision. There's no precision still in our passes. Honestly, I don't know what is wrong with our players. They are nonchalantly playing the ball. You can make sure he was not overly active. McTominay with his crazy mistakes, he was forcing an attack and he was dribbling to the back. I don't know for what. And funny enough, they got the ball again from me. I was like, what is this? What the hell are these guys playing? And that's terrible. We had 8 tackles won and they had 10. We had 14 interceptions and they had 11. We had 4 blocks and they had 7. We had 11 clearances and they had 25. We had 2 keeper saves and they had 5. We had 36 draws won and they had 35. We both had 28 ground draws won. We had 8 aerial draws won and they had 7. We had 4 successful dribbles and they had 7. We had 4 yellow cards and they had 1, and there was no red card. Honestly, we came alive in the second half, but it wasn't enough to redeem us because our position was not still clean. Ronaldo came in the second half and there were a few changes, but honestly, McTominay should have been replaced. Take him out, replace him with someone else. And funny enough, when Van der Beek came, drop a slick pass for Sancho, and at least our attack was more cleaner. And I think that was because Eriksen fell back from his old position. I mean, him playing the first nine position, honestly, I don't buy the idea of him playing that position at all. We need a forceful attack. Let's just go for goal and get our win. To stop all this style of play, honestly. But let's dive by the statistics of the game. The player of the match was Pascal Gross, who had 2 goals. The big chances created was by Bruno Fernandes and then Robert. The total shots, Robert had the highest shot. He had 5 shots. Rashford had 3. Lisandro Martinez had 3. Gross had 3. Eriksen had 3. And in the top 10 total shot rating of the game, we had 6 players. To the pass success, Lisandro Martinez has the highest. He had 70 passes. Maguire had 64. Fernandes at 50, Luke Shaw at 44, Eriksen at 43, and Dallas at 37. And in the top 10 passers of shooting of the game, we had 8 players. To the successful dribbles, Daniel Welbeck had the highest, he had 4, Sancho had 2, Fernandes had 1, and Martinez had 1. And in the top 5 successful dribbles of the game, we had 3 players. To the tackles won, Luke Shaw had 2, Malaysia had 2, Eriksen had 2, and Dallas had 1. And in the top 10 tackles won rating of the game, we had 4 players. Well, that's all about the statistics of the game. Let's go to the blog post to see what the bloggers have to say about our team. Oh, this is crazy. This is Maguire's League One level. Manchester United players slammed by fans. Oh, let's dive in. The Erik Ten Hag era at Manchester United got off to a disastrous start on Saturday as they saw his side lose 2-1 at home to Brighton. The first half brace from Pascal Gross proved enough for Brighton, who won for the first time ever at Old Trafford. It was a dismal display from Manchester United, especially in the first half, which conjured up the wrath of Red Devils fans after the game. Harry Maguire was to blame for Brighton's opening goal and was unsurprisingly targeted by Manchester United fans online. They were saying it was coming. Welbeck has been running in behind Maguire all half. He's too slow for your high line. Honestly, Maguire is slow. Another post to me saying, Lisandro Martinez, I can't wait to keep a clean sheet. Maguire says, we don't do that here. Another meme says, Martinez and Maguire, when they stop a Brighton attack, they feel like boss. Jeez. Manchester United's central midfield duo of Scott McTominay and Fred were dominated by the brilliant Moises Caicedo, and the pair received a lot of flack from Manchester United fans, starting with Roy Keane, who blasted the Scotsman and Brazilian working as a pundit on Sky Sports. Roy Keane says, Fred and McTominay are not good enough. They won't get Manchester United back competing at the top. We see it week in, week out, honestly. Fred and McTominay are actually good as substitutes, honestly. I don't see them as starting players. I don't understand why we are starting them day in and day out, and they're fucking up steady every time they come in. They are messing up. Ronaldo also received criticism for his decision to start Cristiano Ronaldo and Rafael Varane on the bench. Rashford endured a miserable afternoon as he missed 2 massive chances in the second half. The Englishman has struggled in recent years, and many fans continue to doubt if he's good enough for Manchester United. Honestly, is he really good enough? Is he really good enough? Because of his flop over the years, I don't see why we give much importance importance to someone who's flopping. It should be loaned out, but should could get his head right back in the game. I don't know. I just think he's going to get us this trophy that we are trying to fight for. Under Block Uzier says, Eric Ten Hag confirms he wants more transfer to Manchester United after opening day defeat. Manchester United manager Eric Ten Hag. Eric Ten Hag's first competitive game has ended in defeat. United were beaten 2-1 at home by Brighton and Hove Albion. Heading into the game, United felt undercooked despite the promise of a summer window overhaul. The club have spent approximately £50 million net. Two major gaps exist at centre midfield and striker. While ideally, right back and goalkeeper would also see an upgrade, there is still time to add new players, and Eric Ten Hag has confirmed he is looking to do so. Ten Hag was cagey about making more additions in his pre-match press conference. The opening day defeat may have been an eye-opener. Quoted by Dutch outlet FC Update, "We need more players. We have multiple targets. We are working on it, but we should have done better today with this team, honestly." He added of the disappointing defeat, "It's all about results. We all know that we are in a process. Yeah, there are still many things that need to be improved. We have to learn from this and then continue." The Dutchman will not be drawn on the report linking Marco Arnautović with the move to club and the Athletic claiming a bid has been made. He said, "I don't go into names because I think in this preseason, 250 players are involved or linked to Manchester United. United's lack of depth up front was exposed against Brighton, while the so-called first-choice midfield pairing of Scott McTominay and Fred underperformed. United are still pursuing Barcelona midfielder Frankie de Jong, although this deal has been on ice for the past month." And that's crazy. Honestly, I think we should get more players into the team. Players with more drive, more determination, more focus. Honestly, the players we have right now cannot get us any far. Honestly, they can't get us any far. Let's dive over the blog post of this episode. And to the next game, we'll be facing Brentford away from Old Trafford. Honestly, with this first disappointing game, I'm not expecting much. I'm expecting a loss in the next game. I'll just want a draw at least, but I would want us to win. And I wish the team the best in the next game. And until the next episode, remain red. And forever, remain red.
Leftovers or the DMV
number
97 or house cleaning or
Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.